When people think of jobs in agriculture, they might think of traditional jobs on a farm. But over the past few decades, the industry has changed. Now, there's a real need for people who are interested in science. St. Louis Public Radio's Kate Grumke reports on a new crop of ag jobs that don't fit the stereotypes.
A parking lot with office buildings in suburban St. Louis is also lined with something surprising. Rows of huge greenhouses. This is the Donald Danforth Plant Science Center, a research institute that has created an ecosystem of scientists devoted to studying plants. In a lab in one of the buildings on the campus, people are sitting at stations lined with trays of bacteria cultures. You can hear the hum of freezers and the buzz of a labeler. They're working on a bacterial product for plants used in agriculture.
It's almost like a probiotic for a plant.
That's Natalie Brakefield, the Vice President for Research and Discovery at New Leaf Symbiotics, a biotechnology startup. Although this is a science-heavy job, not every position here requires a PhD. New Leaf has some hands-on lab positions that just require an associate's or a technical training program. Brakefield does have a PhD, but she says she came to this field in a roundabout way. She had a molecular biology degree but didn't really have any experience with plants before starting her first job as a lab technician.
Well, I knew I liked science. I didn't really know these kind of jobs existed. And that was my first real introduction into working with plants. And then I actually just fell in love with it.
It worked out well for Brakefield. But that's a key challenge for the agriculture industry, making sure people who like science know about these types of careers. Kim Kidwell sees this firsthand as an associate chancellor at the University of Illinois and a former dean of the College of Agriculture.
When people meet folks that work in the ag industry, they're often shocked about what they actually do for a living.
Kidwell says the ag industry is changing. Jobs are more science-focused, and they're available for people with every level of education.
You know, there's a lot of engineering, there's a lot of business, there's a lot of computer science, there's so many things that underpin what we do in food and ag, and people just don't connect the dots. What we're hearing is there's an incredible demand for scientists at every category.
That demand for workers is also being felt at Corteva Agriscience, which is a global company that produces things like chemicals and seeds. Corteva has about 500 open positions on its website right now. Almost half of those don't require a four-year degree, says Ann Holliday, Vice President of Human Relations.
We are growing as a company, and so we need more than we ever needed before from a talent perspective.
Back in St. Louis, a program is trying to fill that worker pipeline by training students to work in labs. Elizabeth Bodeker runs St. Louis Community College's Center for Plant and Life Sciences.
So you'll each have one pellet.
She's handing out materials to her students for a class exercise.
You'll need that too, but...
Bodeker says even without a four-year degree, the grads of her program are in high demand.
You are getting some solid foundation, and there is a huge workforce demand right now. So the odds are pretty good. You're going to get a job at the end.
One of her students is Kasia Vanyolka, who was exposed to agriculture early. She's Polish and grew up on a farm. Vanyolka has always been interested in science, but has an untraditional education background. Over the years, she had taken classes at different institutions in the U.S. and abroad, but never finished a degree.
But it's fine because everybody's education takes different pathways, and I think this is important to recognize that not every pathway is good for everybody.
Vanyolka says she's glad to have finally found her field. She's working part-time at a plant science startup as she finishes up the community college program. After that, she says she wants to keep doing research in microbiology. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Kate Grumke.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and the Great Plains. It reports on food systems, agriculture, and rural issues. You can follow Harvest on Twitter, @HarvestPM.